vortex. If you fail your task, you will be blown to smithereens. You must make me laugh at least 5 times during the podcast, or prepare to die.
Welcome to the Defenders of the Mirth Podcast.
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 We're not doing that again.
No.
This is the start of the show.
Yes, we had a threat. You may have already heard the threat.
I was frightened.
Where is anybody else here frightened?
I'm here for comfort.
And so, you soiled yourself?
No.
Okay, well, we are under the threat of Mr. Evil NC Vortex. Maybe not Mr. Evil.
Just
Evil. Yes. We got a letter from him. It says, Defenders, you fail if you don't answer or discuss every question in this envelope. If you fail, the Evil NC Vortex will shoot... Is he writing in the third person?
Well,
the Evil NC Vortex will shoot it.
Yeah, I think it's a corporation.
The Evil NC Vortex will shoot its trained phasers. It's some sort of weapons array.
Maybe it's a Zeppelin.
We have a Zeppelin threat.
We're about the right height.
A Zeppelin that shoots up.
Yeah,
shoots. Well, anyway, it will shoot its trained phasers at your space station. Yes, and blow you all out of the...
No, blow. This is a serious matter.
I know, it's a threat. We're under a threat.
Johnny, of all fairness, I was a lot more frightened before you read that.
Blow you all or blow
you... You're going blow us all!
Out of the lower atmosphere.
Either
that one into the upper echelons of amazingness and happiness and
I hope he blows us out in the lower atmosphere because we're in the upper atmosphere.
No, we're not.
No,
we're in the mesosphere, which is where the clouds are.
This should make me sound like not a complete idiot and say we're at least in the middle atmosphere.
No, we're at the bottom.
Anyway, back to the threat at hand.
Hey, okay, so the threat at hand. Yes, we have this letter, but beforehand, we're going to introduce ourselves as there are many more voices this week. I am, as you will know from my incessant talking, Intertree. Johnny Kelly, my co-host.
Above Average J.J. James Story.
And our other guest this evening.
Cosmic Stresshead, Ben Smiley.
Of CosmicStresshead.com.
Or... Stop that now. Good.
And we have...
The Mo Farmer Dylan, Mark Campbell.
Also the Mark Campbell from Mark's Moment, Mark
Indeed.
Campbell. He's famous for moments.
And Chaos Engine Shane Ritchie.
Chaos Engine Shane Ritchie.
The one and only.
From upcoming podcast, we haven't got a name for yet.
Possibly Boom Headshot. Otherwise known as Trolleytron, the most crap Transformer ever possible.
That's right.
Okay, on with the show. We have this envelope full of questions that we need to answer without any research, and the Evil NC Vortex wants us to rip it live on the show. That is the sound of it ripping.
Was the pretend noise I was going to make just in case I got impatient.
Ah, you weren't meant to use your underwear.
Okay. The questions are... They're typed up, yes.
Oh!
NC Vortex is nothing if not efficient.
Is it from our prior dealings?
The questions are referred to as Quizars.
Quizars?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay, so Quizar 1.
Sounds like a bad ITV quiz show. Welcome to Quizars. I'm your host, Eamon Holmes.
It's half 11. You're unemployed. Welcome to Quizars.
Very good. There's a number of little tasks that I didn't take on when we were starting the show. I'm supposed to do a number of things. I don't know if I can do them. What I do as a sort of prep of every show is I turn off the auto lock, I turn on the insomnia, turn off the Wi-Fi, and put it on airplane mode. Just so you know.
It's in peril, people!
No, it's great!
There's literally a module we can't use anymore because it's filled with shite! Come on, get on with the questions!
Okay, Quizar 1! Question 1 from Quizar 1. What is the difference between a geek and a nerd?
We've already answered this.
We have. after fashion. Like, mine was a nerd, was a computerized thing, and a geek was someone more into comics.
And science fiction.
And science fiction.
Answer next!
Now, there's more answer to that. Geek is also a term used in vaudeville times to refer to anyone that would eat anything that they were given, including glass.
Vaudeville
times? Sounds just like my mum.
Vaudeville times were when people came out onto stage and did crazy things, and there were freak shows, and people did variety acts and cabaret in the early Depression.
And the nowadays, 10s and 20s. TV on Saturday nights.
Yeah, the Depression now is reflected in reality TV.
Usually all locked in a house where we vote for them. Well, we don't.
I don't.
We sit in our houses watching people sitting in houses.
Oh, yeah.
Quiz R1 question 2. Why does coffee make you need to poo?
I think I have to defer to Ben on this one.
Ben?
Yes! Because it's a diuretic. It's a diuretic. Which means that's what it does. I didn't really answer that.
You answered it with its question.
It's
very much like shooting stars in that way. The answer is in the question. Question 3. Which is worse on a plane? A group of shy terrorists or a group of Shiite terrorists? Boom, boom!
Dear God, man!
Don't piss him off, he's got lasers.
Oh, yeah. Well, our only challenge here is to discuss each question, and may we criticise the fuck out of that question?
I'm going to warn you that he can blow us out of the sky.
Well, you know, we can just leave the sky.
We can't do it, we just need to drop the helium balloons in my planet.
You just need to know which group of terrorists has the NC vortex.
The shite terrorists, I imagine. Sorry, I didn't mean that. I honestly fear for my life. I do.
It's coming up my screen, sir. They're charging the phasers.
Well, let's put them on credit then, and hopefully they won't charge us for some time later in the future.
Done.
There we go. Oh, I hate those repayments. Question 4. I would like your thoughts on which came first, the chicken or the egg. No rooster jokes, please. Too old.
Damn it! Expect another 15 minutes worth of silence from me.
I have an answer to that question.
Ben has an answer to that question. Our chief researcher, Ben, from CosmicStressHead.com.
Organisms that bred and had offspring that hatched out of eggs. I'm not coming up on the meter. Other organisms that laid eggs and so forth by that method who would later evolve into chickens were already laying eggs.
So there were creatures that were not chickens that were laying eggs.
So the answer to that question is some freaky lizard
laying an egg.
I popped a chicken.
But if you're going to be pedantic about it and say which came first, the chicken egg or the chicken?
The answer is the chicken egg. The egg came first. Because the egg existed as a method of making other animals before the chicken was born.
A chicken organism that
unless, of course, we believe the Bible. Or any other
religion. Which we don't. So we can walk out of the park right now.
Okay. Next question. Discuss circular motion. Ben?
There are other people in
there. Mark from Mark's Moment.
Circular motion.
Circular motion. Discuss.
Discus?
Discus. Yes, that's a circular motion. Yay! Well done. Discus is a circular motion.
Is there a definition? Circular motion?
Discuss?
I don't know if that's just really.
No, I think that's an excellent joke, and I think it's enough for discussion.
Yes. Really? We're trying to get shot down now.
Okay, well, circular motion is. Movement. From an
circular
movement at a fixed distance from one single point, all around it.
So it retains the same
I haven't
radius.
My degree yet.
Radius. That is the word I was looking for, isn't it?
Yeah.
Radius. Sure. It maintains the same radius in the circular motion. Oh, there's an excellent example of this on a website. I'm now talking about show notes. Oh crap. There is a video that I've once put on my Facebook profile of an LED clock that uses circular motion to project the clock itself. But it doesn't actually use circular motion. But what does it use?
Oh, is that the one with the
arm? It's an arm and LEDs, and it spins.
Arm. It spins?
It's a circle. And it creates an actual clock that ticks around in light because of persistence of vision. I think that was it.
Yes, yes.
But, yeah, nice. So there you go. That's circular motion for you with a little bit of a segue.
Okay.
Does anybody else want to ask one of those questions?
I'll do some. Go on.
Right, are you sure? Yeah, okay.
Shut up.
You know, if one day you turn around and say to me that you're dyslexic, I will feel very, very bad.
Can there be self-help groups?
How can there be self-help groups? I'm taking it back, James.
That's why I don't read on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Well, dare you embarrass the talent like this? The talent is not happy.
Talent is living up to its talent.
Ben, come closer to the microphone.
I'm coming,
come closer to
I'm coming.
Come closer. Go away, it's too close! We've done that joke before.
Everything's ready, laid out here on the bed.
Much like a leg.
Mm.
Well, so, how can there be self-help groups? That's the question.
Really?
Capitalism, isn't it? Helping themselves?
The group helps itself. It's individual constituents. That's what the group's there for.
Are you saying it's fascism? They all collect together as one and ignore the individuals within.
No, no. It's for the individuals within.
Unless that's...
Strength for unity.
Strength for unity. Self-help
that
group.
Is
a group of people. Yeah, strength for unity. But less importance on the self. On your own...
I can see that's where the question comes from. Though.
It's also because
you're sitting in a group and saying, so does anyone want to speak to the group? Fuck you guys, I'm helping myself. Well, what about you? Yeah. No, it's all about me, baby. Wouldn't be much of a group.
I'm here to help listen to your problems because I want to help myself.
Well, yeah, I want to hear that you're worse off than I am so that I feel better about what's going on with me.
If I was ever in one, I would imagine that part of the dynamic is you're there to help the other people.
As well as yourself.
Then it's not self-help.
In part of, and no, but they're helping like, people, and that forms part of your therapy.
But I help myself plus others.
Yeah.
So helping
others helps yourself.
At the risk of getting too serious in the discussion, we'll move on to the next question.
Well, yeah.
Why isn't the number 11 pronounced 1T1?
I am going to scream.
1T1.
1T1?
1T1.
Because we all went to school.
You mean 1T1?
No, yeah. 11. 1T1. That's in 21, 31, 41. Why not 1T1? Because it's not 2D1. It's not 3D1. It's not 41. Well, it is 41.
Fail.
Epic fail.
Well, so
what is that like?
Another
the same as
be...
Y12 is the
right Y12 isn't 1D2.
Yeah. Maybe it's something to do with time.
I don't know. Maybe it's because by the time that humanity could count above 19, we were clever enough to think of a better name.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a better name?
Yeah, maybe it's something to do with season. Not seasons. Like
seasons months. In the sun.
They had to have 2 years to mark adolescence.
It's an ass.
But anyway, 12, 13, it's, 14. Oh, yeah.
It's from Arabic, isn't it?
Yeah.
11, 12. Oh, well, Chief Researcher Ben, do you want to do
a
search for this information?
Yes, I suppose so.
I thought this was meant to be unassisted, and yet.
Unassisted by. We
this, is like, this is like getting up in the middle of a pub quiz. Yeah, it's got that on my phone, people.
That's.
On
who does
phone.
Not do that in a pub quiz?
I know, but you're better be sneaky and slimy about it. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I need to go pee right now.
Well, we're being sneaky and slimy about it in that we are not doing any of the research ourselves. We have a chief researcher.
Yeah, I'm here in my heart like form to help here because of the crisis.
The crisis that we are facing. Aid. Yes, it's self-help against lasers.
What do you see to you, though?
11, the number.
Meanwhile, if a turtle loses its shell, it is naked. Or is it naked, sorry, homeless, or both? Is it naked, homeless, or both?
Dead.
Answer correct. If electricity comes from electrons, then where does morality come from?
Moraltrons.
Next.
Given that the sky is blue, why won't that girl...
That's one of the many questions. That's one of the many questions that the Large Hadron Collider is trying to answer.
Mm.
Unfortunately, we won't find out for another year.
Hadron or Hadron?
Hydron? The way I said it was fine.
It's a water cleaner.
Where does morality come from if electricity comes from electrons? Give him that.
I'll open that up on the new tab.
New tab. Control T.
Surely Wikipedia will know that.
Or on the MacBook, as he's using. Command T.
Google it and ask Jeeves.
Mark.
Fuck Jeeves.
Yes. Don't fuck Jeeves. But if electricity comes from electrons, where does morality come from? Mark from Mark's Moment.
Where does morality come from?
If electricity comes from electrons.
The contempt in your eyes. Where does morality come from, Johnny? Really? This is what I do Mark's Moment, dammit!
I'm here to
highbrow, 5 minutes of highbrow discussion, and this is the shite that I get live on the show. Really?
Why do kamikaze pilots wear helmets? Helmets?
Health and safety. Duh.
I can answer that one, actually.
You can answer it?
It's in case they aren't able to, like, you know...
crash and die?
Yeah. So it's crash and survive, so they can do it over again.
Oh, they
see if they ever die, or they can have another shot at dying.
But how do they get another plane?
They run and get loads of them.
But, I mean, they crash into a ship, they don't die. How do they go back and get another... It's not like...
No, it's in case, like, they...
Like, or something. No,
Johnny, a couple of this have come up before. The Japanese had a collection dragon specially trained for these sorts of missions that would rotate round the ship. It was quite frightening. Was it
controlled by one of the Navi?
Or the Navi? No. No, they're fictional.
Oh,
the
sorry.
Dragon was real.
The dragon.
Dragon was real.
And the dragon just came down and swapped them out of the...
All right. Okay.
You've just spoiled the amazing thing about the Navi that you keep talking about.
Not really. No. No.
No. Anyway, yes. It's in case they don't fulfill their mission, like they go off and then their engine stalls and they crash into the sea. Mm. So they survive and get in their plane and crash into something bigger.
But where do they get the other plane, Marker?
Where do they get their plane?
They have.
They've got more planes.
When
an aircraft pilot falls from his plane, it's like, no, that was your plane. You don't get another one.
No, I know that. But how do they? What I'm saying is, how do they get them back from the water to get in the other plane? It's not like there's another plane sitting in the water waiting for them to swim off to and get in.
Just, they breaststroke, or they put one foot.
Get back to your friendly unit.
Get back to your friendly unit.
Can you imagine being that guy? Aha, Toshi, you have returned from your third successful suicide mission.
Yes, they didn't know what hit him, honestly.
That doesn't quite make sense, General. It says, shut up, he's three times down.
Oh, maybe. It's, that's the official story. That's the official story, but the Japanese... So pilots actually have no way to get back. It's just to puzzle the fuck out of people who find the Japanese bodies. Why has it got a helmet? That's what he was going to do. And then it's a vicious circle. It's just to confuse them, keep them, stall them for time, so they're confused.
Why do you use sterile needles for lethal injections?
Oh, I know this.
Yes, James does know this. Actually, James does know the answer to this. I'll ask it again. Why do you use sterile needles for lethal injections?
It's because the needles are inserted by a doctor and due to the Hippocratic Oath and their training, they're deemed to do no harm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the doctor not actually carrying out the execution, mm-hmm. so they have to treat the doctor as if it was a patient. So basically a non-sterile needle would be harming the patient.
Yeah, so the doctor sets up the injection, makes sure not to do any harm, and then leaves it to someone else to kill.
That's correct. Yes.
Criminal. That was a bit serious.
Well, yes, it was.
But it is an answer. If a lightsaber was swung into Superman's body, would it pierce him or not?
This is another one for James.
No.
Why not?
Because Superman gets powered by light. Plus. Kryptonians? Oh, we're going to this fucking comic book world.
Comic book cranium cram.
Basically, Kryptonians basically have an aura of protection that emanates about 5 millimeters from their body. That's why Superman sits really hard to damage. And basically, that's why he's also super strong. It's basically what they describe as tactile telekinesis.
It's very basic.
Yeah, so basically, Superman has shields much like the Starship Enterprise.
And if the lightsaber was to hit those shields, it would only increase their power.
Technically, yes, depending on the frequency of the sun or the light.
Mm.
Although a red lightsaber technically would emanate the same colour spectrum as the Kryptonian red sun and might actually kill him. I never thought about that.
If he flew into the Kryptonian red sun, he would die.
He wouldn't be able to fly in the Kryptonian red sun. He'd lose his power since he came with the proximity of it.
I've got red lightsaber.
Why?
Because it's a comic book.
That ends your comic book cranium crap. Okay. Why, when we know the batteries are dead in the remote, do we push the buttons harder? Because we're idiots. Neanderthal, throwaway, layback, back reference. dicks.
Maybe it's probably the internal same philosophy as squeezing an orange. It's like, aha, there's some more juice in there somewhere, so you just squeeze harder.
Or trying to get the last ketchup out from the bowl.
Yes. If all else fails, just hit it harder.
Or cut it open with scissors and scrape it out from the thing. Well, that's if you're being practical about it.
Yes, I treat my remotes like I treat my woman.
Cut them in half.
If they don't comply, just hit them harder.
It's much more entertaining if you do it like screaming something like, come on, goddammit! You know, makes you feel like you're
one! Something. One! I told you, one! What?
One day, voice acting a bit of
TV. 1T1! Why would you go to 1T1? Anyway, sorry.
Because it's not a real word!
Number. Oh, that's interesting.
Wikipedia
11 is supposed to be a word and a number. What?
Wikipedia, on that note, doesn't seem to have anything, and I can't find anything from cursory search, for any mention of the etymology of the word 11. It all keeps going down to the number 11, and it's going to be impossible to find.
Go to Etym Online and see if
it's like
there.
Looking for stuff about the band called The Music.
Oh.
Yeah, it's impossible.
You
to
can't
find
stop the music, I've heard.
Then our lives are at stake here. Look harder!
Go to Etym Online. Or go to Etym Online and see if there's etymology, and if there isn't, write the Wikipedia article yourself. That's what people do.
Surely they don't do that if they don't know what they're talking about.
What?
I know exactly why it is. It's because back in Roman times there were two brothers. There was 11 and 111, and they had a fight over the meaning of the number that came after 10 but before 12. And 11 won that vicious battle.
Instead of 1T1?
It's just like Romulus and Remus, but altered to suit my purposes.
Yeah.
Did they have sisters called 12 and 2D2?
2D2? I'm away to do a 2D2. I'll be back in about 10 minutes.
No, that's just paedophilia.
Don't mind the smell.
2D2, number 12? I've never heard of one of those. I'm sorry, don't go in there. He's not a number 12.
we should write
it's
a
like,
whole
it's
list.
Like somehow he's managed to encapsulate his piss inside like a cocoon of shit. It smells dreadful. Don't go in there.
It's a beautiful thing when you get it right, though.
If chickens had lips, could they whistle?
No, because I can't. And I'm smarter than the chicken.
Answered. Why do they serve round pizzas in a square box?
Because you touch yourself at night.
How did you know?
I know.
No, you hear it, do you?
No.
Okay. I live 3 miles away and you can't hear it?
I know the exact reason to this.
Okay, go ahead.
It's because Sony bought the rights to pizza during the early 90s so that they could basically advertise PlayStation. So it's a square box, circular pizza, the pizza slice on the top's a triangle, and the thing preventing the lid from hitting the pizza is an X.
Oh my god.
It's that's all conspiracy.
Quite the conspiracy theory.
But that's why.
So clear.
It's because Sony owner rights to pizza.
Never eating pizza again.
It's because it's a bit stupid wasting a lot of cardboard making round boxes when a square one would have done. You can
so naive, Ben.
Wake up, Sheeple!
Sorry, you're running the world of pizza. Why is everything that goes by water called cargo and everything that goes by land called a shipment? Let's give that
Mr. Vortex.
Let's give that question the silence it deserves.
I think we have to, Mr. Vortex. I think we have to have a little discussion about the world in general, and we're going to talk, you know, evil man to slightly lesser, but maybe in some ways more evil man. That people are idiots. They do stupid things. Stupid things happen every day, and that's just another stupid thing. I would just call it transporting shit. Personally, and we'll get rid of this whole shipment cargo thing.
Just transporting shit?
Yeah. We're going to move this shit over to this shit.
Why move it from one shit to the other?
Because that's how shit works.
Ah, right, okay. Did you ever wonder what the speed of lightning would be if you didn't zigzag? It didn't zigzag.
What?
Oh, so like
I said, did you ever wonder what the speed of lightning would be if it didn't zigzag?
Yeah, technically, the entire essence of lightning itself is because it's finding the path of least resistance from sky to ground. So basically, it's zigzagging because that's the quickest way.
So it's
the quickest way. Yes, it would be slower.
Yes.
Because
it wouldn't be able to make the connection at all, or we'd have to go a further way.
Much like water rolls down the least path of least resistance.
Exactly,
so Johnny. Lightning.
That's why that works.
So there you go.
I think that was a nice, concise answer. And you can't blow us up for that one.
If a man evolved from apes and monkeys, then why do we still have apes and monkeys?
Oh, don't get me fucking started!
Ben, from CosmicStressHead.com, has an answer to this one.
Well, by that logic...
Okay.
By that logic...
Oh, he has an answer.
Oh, okay. I'm on here. But by that logic, tigers and lions couldn't exist, because why is there one and the other... Ben, I want to hear this complete note.
I haven't had anyone talk to me about this.
Can't hear you.
Alright,
okay. Yeah. Closer. Close, okay. Oh, there's our technology. We're moving the boom over.
Yes, we've moved the boom closer to
high tech
to our
for
Ben.
You.
Don't drop the boom off the table.
I'm Ben's doing this, I'm going to go for a smoke.
And I'm going to move my leg a little because my leg has gone to sleep. Good luck.
So
if man evolved from apes and monkeys, then why do we still have apes and monkeys?
Ben? Man did not evolve from apes and monkeys. Man evolved from... a common ancestor that we share with apes and monkeys. And everybody's leaving the room while I'm talking.
It's okay, it's only because we respect your opinion.
Okay.
I'll listen to it later.
Well, that's basically it. We didn't evolve from apes and monkeys.
No, it's not. Speak longer.
We didn't evolve from apes and monkeys. They evolved from the same ancestor that we did at some point, and it was quite ape-like.
And they
have evolved from that. They're actually evolved beings from that point.
We're a different branch on that tree.
Yes, they are modern apes and modern monkeys. We haven't descended from them, and it's a farce to suggest that we have. And so many people do. It's crazy.
It could probably do with things like Doctor Who. Since James isn't here, I might as well.
Yeah. Oh, and Pokemon! Pokemon! Oh, yes, this individual animal is now evolving into a different animal. That's not how evolution works. Evolution works by gradual changes through generations.
Over thousands,
not
sometimes
within
tens of thousands of years.
Yeah. And never within an individual lifespan. It's to do with...
But the X-Men...
Sometimes it jumps forward.
Yes, it does.
And much like you.
And there's a man in that universe who can produce amazing amounts of energy out of his eyes, uncontrollably so.
Mm-hmm. That's to wear a special.
Due to a genetic defect or a genetic mutation. Bullshit.
We'll be back after this short. And we're back, and while we were away, James heard about what I said about Dr.
What's the next question?
I'm sorry, James.
What's the next question?
I don't mean to...
What's the next question?
Can we get past this?
We'll get past it after the next question.
Are you sure? Okay.
I think he still loves you,
I hope he does. I hope he still loves me.
Oh, God. You can tell.
Do you realise how many holes there'd be if people would just take the time to take the dirt out of them?
What? Well, I know the answer to that question, and the answer to that is that everything Johnny loves is shit. It's really terrible. I've had a look at it and decided to run an analysis of it. It's really terrible. Johnny, your hobbies, everything is shit. Now don't ever insult the thing I love again! In the meantime... That question makes no sense.
It's a statement and not a question.
I think it's a Zen attempt. If you think about it long enough, you become...
smarter?
Confucius?
Single?
Too late.
Oh, we got an answer back about the 11 thing.
And the
12 thing. Yes. Why they are 11 and 12, that is.
Thanks to Etym Online.
That was right.
From Etymology. Not entomology, that's the study of insects. I'm a loser, girlfriend's like nobody's business. I know. 11 is from Old English, endleophon, which literally means one left,
and it's taken to mean one left over 10, as in if you have 10 things, take 10 things away and you've got one left, you must have had 11 things and you just didn't count it properly the first time.
You cock.
Yeah.
That is a brilliant answer. I did not know English that before. Cock. I will pass that knowledge off as my own one day.
There's one for 12.
To your children?
Yes.
What's the one for 12 is the same?
One for 12 is the same concept. It's from 12th, which literally means two left over 10. 13 I haven't found. It doesn't seem to be mentioned.
We weren't asked about 13. Yeah. We weren't even asked about 12, really. But we give you a bonus answer to that one.
Bonus answer.
Bonus answer of
cut
the week.
Some slack.
This is about as close as we'll get to, like, you know, QI or something. This is as smart as we get.
Yeah.
I want points for that one. That was quite interesting.
Don't say it as a put down. This is as smart as we get. I don't know. Well, it depends. It depends on the rating we get. In the comments, if anybody wants to actually listen to what I ask them to in the comments, could people put a rating of how smart we sounded or didn't?
Or just give us a nice, lively 5 stars on iTunes.
Oh, so iTunes ratings! Yes, we haven't had enough to get an actual rating yet. Although I think we're 4.5 on what we have so far on average, which means somebody voted us less than 4. Because I imagine one person voted us 5, maybe 2. So
well, that just means someone else listened to us.
Yeah, probably yeah, someone we
but
don't.
It's not know. Our friends. So yay!
Or our friends are very critical and want to be honest about what they feel about what they listen to.
Really?
Or we just want to spite you.
I can be more honest.
Oh, that sounds like a challenge. We're under the threat of lasers, and you want to be more honest?
I heard that as more honest.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah. Some kind of political worldview.
Well, there's my standard honesty, and then there's the honesty that's inside my head that gets censored.
Please, enlighten us. Bring us some honesty.
Well, no one's completely honest. Everyone's been in a situation, I'll use it in a work-type scenario. Work-type scenario, maybe not the best-looking girl in the world will talk, start complaining about looking shit, and you will say, oh, no, darling, you look spot on. And you're just thinking, no, you look actually a bit dreadful. Everyone lies. Everyone lies.
But why were you going to be more honest in this scenario?
I don't know.
Because you're annoyed because somebody's pissed on your Doctor Who. Or done a what was it, a 2D2 on your Doctor Who?
A 2D2?
A 2D2'd your Doctor Who.
Street lingo, a piss bomb.
Spawn attack.
Whose cruel idea was it for the word lisp to have an S in it? Adam Online?
I think it was somebody with a fantastic
written sense of humor.
Or it was just a demo.
It was Connor McLeod because he is immortal.
Mark?
This is an audio show, right?
Yeah. You can't shake your head at an audio.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
For the people that know.
This sounds like a job for the researcher.
Cosmic Stress is not bad.
Or yeah, it's you dirty whore.
There's such thing as Cosmic Stress at dot bad.
There should be. English from Wisp. I don't know how to pronounce that. It's WLISP. Adjective, lisping. Probably of imitative origin.
So there you go. It was a cruel idea, and it did come from people that wanted to make fun of the effect.
It doesn't say. It was from late Old English.
That Old English bastard.
The noun is first attested as used in 1625.
So there you go. Don't know who, other than he was called Old English. And he was a bastard.
Probably drank a lot of whiskey.
He probably it was Jonathan Ross.
He is a bastard. Yeah. No one watches film anymore.
And I believe he's 400 years old.
What?
Nothing.
But does he have to be 400 years old to exist in 1625? I mean, we have things like Doctor Who. We have the potential of time travel. I believe it. I honestly do. I take back anything I said. I touch you every show. It's
I don't want to watch. I don't want to wash that leg.
That's good. That sounds like a compliment.
No. Just no. I'm gonna have to.
So you never would have if I hadn't touched you.
No, it would have been okay for work. No, it's just too filthy.
Okay. What do you call it?
Hmm?
An asteroid. When it's outside the hemisphere, but a hemorrhoid. When it's in your ass.
What?
A I think he went a bit on the sauce on that one. What do you call it, an asteroid, when it's outside the hemisphere?
He means, why do you call it?
But a hemorrhoid when it's in your ass?
You mean, why do you call it an asteroid?
Wow! I had a James moment.
Fred!
Google eyes! Why? Why do you call it an asteroid when it's outside the hemisphere, but a hemorrhoid when it's in your ass?
What
do you think outside the hemisphere? I just...
Yeah, you'd have to have a pretty big ass to have an outside the hemisphere. My answer to that is it's a stupid fucking question.
Does that kind of discussing the question?
Yes.
Can we just criticise every question and then leave it?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's question denied!
Stands with the official seal of Defenders of the Mer.
Yes. This is denied.
And our signet rings. What?
I think NC4
shooting ourselves. I'm getting really crude and impossible mechanically.
You can't fuck yourself in the ass?
I can't.
I never tried.
Thoughts?
I can, but it's because I got a prosthetic ass and now I can unscrew it.
It's a beautiful thing.
If anyone's gonna try it, I know their chin.
If any, oh yeah,
just for the.
No.
You could reach around. Okay. You could do the old Texas reach around yourself. Yeah.
No one knows of a chin. Shane's hung like two shafts. Shaft squared.
Shaft squared. That could be your new name. He didn't want KSN you.
Who's the man that goes that little unconscious every time it gets stiff?
Shaft squared.
Who is the man?
This kind of thing I don't really.
Who hears the pain and screaming of his woman?
Ow!
I'm talking about Chef Squared.
I think I'm paying for a new gamer tag.
If Toast always lands butter side down and cats always land on their feet, what would happen if you strapped Toast to a cat's back and dropped it? I've heard that before. Probably
RSPCA.
Same joke.
It would create some sort of meta crisis, which would threaten the world as we know it.
Yes, it would create a Dr. Cat Toast.
What happens if you made like a dice out of Toast, but had the butter on the inside?
A dice out of Toast? Oh, right.
Yeah,
so you
made like some sort of Toast cube.
Yeah, so it could never.
The way I have it in my head is it would go to hit the ground and it would sort of elevate, start spinning wildly, and then turn into a black hole.
We don't need the Large Hadron Collider. We just need square toast. Cubicle toast.
Cuboid toast.
Cuboid toast.
Yay, toast!
Yay, toast! Okay. If deaf people go to court, is it still called a hearing? If the entire jury and the judge and everyone else is deaf, then it would probably be called a signing of the famous book of all the deaf people that turned up that day and wrote their own accounts of what it was like to be in
Guinness would be there
full of deaf people. You wouldn't need an interpreter, you just need people that knew sign language.
I don't know. I just want that to happen so I can walk into a court full of people with a big boombox and put up as loud as I want and not disturb anybody.
The person I feel sorry for is that woman that types into everything up. Who like just turn her head around really fast, trying to breathe and shit.
Why would they be talking?
I think that's why we need personal accounts from everyone involved.
Everybody was deaf. They would all have be like.
Just do it.
She'd get repetitive strain injury in her neck.
I wonder if hookers get that.
No.
Probably. I know I do.
I already asked that. If a man with multiple personalities threatens to kill himself, is it considered a hostage situation?
No, he'd have to threaten to kill one of the other personalities.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to kill Billy! I'm gonna kill Billy!
But.
What part of my brain is he in?
If he did threaten to kill himself, he is threatening to kill all the other ones as well.
Yeah, but if he says the words, I'm gonna kill myself, then it isn't a hostage. He's right.
Well done. Unless it's only one of the personalities talking.
Yeah, that's collateral damage.
They're all expendable terms.
Like, it's not called like a murder bomber, it's called a suicide bomber, Shane.
Oh, and Faith wants to know how often cockroaches fart. Seriously, was Faith too?
Apparently it takes...
Faith, by the way, is Noel's... Noel? Who's Noel? NC Vortex's daughter.
Your wife was giving it away because that was her status update on Facebook 3 days ago.
Exactly. It's every
it takes 20 minutes for a cockroach to fart.
You're a liar. I thought it was 30 minutes. 15. I don't know. There's no consensus on this. I thought it was
so, Mr. Vortex!
Cockroaches fart every 15 minutes.
I thought it was 30. Then?
No, it was 15.
It was 15.
They also have 7 penises. Just
I've had like it me. Confirmed.
Just like Shaft squared. Okay, that's the end of Quizar 1.
What?
How many Quizars?
Did you explain this show is like an hour and a half? 20
minute recess then?
Well, we only had 40 minutes so far. We've hit our minimum target.
Yay!
Hey, everybody, let's have a round of applause for the minimum target, everybody.
Woo! Yeah! We made it!
So much red.
Oh, so much red. The clipping.
Most!
The evil, evil clipping that is occurring while we clap. Quizar 2. Ben, you want to read these?
I do.
I want to read them.
Oh, okay. But James, here you go.
Denied.
Quiz R2. Let me take that back, Kansas.
Gonna try. If you had the chance to have a superpower, what would you choose?
Gold star for James.
Yay! Round of applause for Gold Star for Jim.
James wants the power of reading.
I don't read too good there, Pa.
Well, let's put it right in the room then. Mark, if you had any superpower in your repertoire of superpowers to choose from, which would it be?
I'd always choose flight.
Why?
Because it'd be cool to fly around.
I would choose, by that matter, I would choose teleportation because it wouldn't be cold.
That's just crap.
Why is that crap?
What if you teleported into Iraq?
It's a journey.
Yeah,
it's a journey.
Yeah, just flying around things.
Yeah, if I could teleport to Egypt, get you, some sort of camel, and bring back that camel to you, and then give you the water from its hump, would you not be happy?
No, because that would make you Hayden Christensen from the film Jumper.
What? Did I make an ignorant reference?
I'm just thinking of someone that teleports, and that's the first person that comes to mind. Darth Vader.
The first person that would come to mind when talking about teleportation would be the Tomorrow People.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did anyone else just say the Tomorrow People were a bit gay?
Well, they were Australian.
Weren't?
Just because I fancy.
It was Australian production, wasn't it?
No. Tomorrow People's a British programme.
Oh, well, then I'm thinking of.
It was created by the
idea. Do you know what I'm thinking of? I think I'm thinking of Escape from Mars.
What?
Really?
Is that Australian?
The Tomorrow People, was that a TV? It was on TV.
Yeah.
Jupiter! Escape from Jupiter!
It was created.
I actually remember.
It was like a girl got sent back from in time to 1991 or something.
What's this?
The Tomorrow People?
No, Tomorrow People was genetic manipulation or mutation over time that happened because they were just born with that new defect that gave them the ability to teleport and communicate with each other.
I used to like that show.
Until you found out it was Australian, I bet.
Yeah. It's not Australian, you said.
I know. I was taking the piss out of you.
Well, you didn't succeed because I fought back.
Anyway, superpower, Shane.
Oh, God.
Apart from having a humongous penis.
The ability to shrink that penis on demand.
The ability to full speed.
My superpower would be enough blood to run two things at the same time.
Like his penis and his brain.
Yes.
The ability to grow your body so it was actually proportioned to your massive penis.
Wait, was that again? What was that again? Run two things at the same time?
Yeah, I want to be dual core.
What?
He wants to multitask like a woman?
No.
He wants to be a woman.
I want enough blood to run through brains at the same time.
So you want two brains or just enough blood?
I have two brains.
You're just going to explode if that happens.
Cocks and brain.
Okay.
I'm confused and slightly upset.
James, the superpower you would want.
Really? Fine, so power I'd want would be matter manipulation, because then I could replicate any of your powers at will.
Fucker stole my power!
Ben's gonna choose that.
He's already clairvoyant. He doesn't deserve any more powers.
So what?
There's always one.
Well, there was two in this case, Ben, you were gonna choose that, the ability. Pardon me then. Just
yeah, my other one was gonna be to see through windows.
That you have difficulty
you can't see through windows?
Yeah, oh fuck no. Driving lessons are a horror.
Just maintain the triangle at all times and you will be safe. So yes, what were you saying? Next question.
What's your superpower?
Oh, I didn't even answer. Oh, teleportation, I did.
I thought that was in respect to Marks, because what you were
asking. No, he reminded me of the tomorrow.
Oh, you'd just rather teleport?
That was a good question. My daughter Eve was playing with her dolls, and they were having this conversation with the dolls, like, what would you do if you were a superhero? And Eve chose hers to be able to see through windows.
That is where the reference is.
Very good.
But she kept saying windows.
Very good.
Right. Who is the sexiest cartoon character?
Jessica Rabbit.
Really?
That's the default answer.
That's the Wayne's World answer, is Marty.
Get out.
Plus, they decided this on TV. Basically, if there's any woman that was really that shape, she would have horrible back problems and not be able to breathe.
Which I'm going to say something she'd be dead. Quite risque now.
Dun, dun, dun.
Blossom from Powerpuff Girls.
Really? That would be like the shittest hand job ever. Oh, and yeah, you pedophile.
Hey! That's Red Files, Red Files, everybody. Oh, that's amazing. I'm a single clapper for pedophilia. Oh my
God. Blossom, was that the blonde one?
No, Blossom's the redhead girl.
Oh, the leader?
The leader.
Oh, ponytails.
No. That was Bubbles.
Bubbles was pointing to the blonde girl.
So what the hell, you guys?
So much wrong.
Come on, it was like 12 whenever...
Anyone else?
Powerpuff Girls.
Best character? Best... No, I wasn't. That was
are we cutting, like, CGI?
What?
Cartoon?
We're current CGI.
Okay, then Princess Fiona from Shrek.
Really? Yeah.
In ogre form?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very good. Tall ginger.
You dirty bastard. You'd fuck the ear things, wouldn't you?
Hang on. Are we talking CG movies as well?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, Neytiri from Avatar, definitely.
Really? Big blue woman?
Yeah, totally.
You'd fuck her ponytail.
I'd smurf that smurfette.
Okay.
You fucking smurf me.
And Ben.
Mr. Kirk.
Ben, what is the most attractive female character? Did it say female?
No. Just got sexiest cartoon character.
Sexiest cartoon.
You're allowed to say the CG Captain Scarlet if you want.
Oh, that opens a whole new world.
Spectrum is great.
then...
Reboot. Optimus Prime.
There's nothing more
Autobots
sexy.
Transform and get into my bed.
Nothing more sexy than a big truck.
Would you like to suck on the matrix of leadership? Squeeze it, but not too hard. Place the protection around my chest.
Push the lube into my chest. Damn it, you go there.
You need both. You would need both the protection and the lube for the chest. So, well done. We work together in that joke.
I think Roger Rabbit.
I missed the background joke from James and Shane. What was the background joke from
today?
James
it can't be repeated.
You have to listen to the podcast.
Hopefully it was audible.
It will be. Who else is the answer? Oh, you bet you haven't even got an answer yet.
I would do
sexy.
Roger Rabbit.
What?
I hear he goes like...
Bestiality?
Really? You're
promoting bestiality here? I'm pedophilia?
He's a cartoon!
Blossom is voiced by an adult female.
That doesn't make anything any better.
She sounded 18.
Oh. It's the eyes, I think.
Anyway. But yes, John, you're going to have a hard time filling that thing. I want the eyes that are like a quarter the size of your head.
Yeah.
I also like the hair and the bow. Anyway, that's enough as my fixation with Blossom from Powerpuff Girls. I haven't watched it in years. I've tried to quit.
Yes.
You're doing well if you haven't watched it in years.
I can see that.
Cold Turkey or Therapy?
Yay, Vajoli!
Cold Turkey. No. That will come later for something else.
Well done, Tony.
In trying to not exercise thoughts of pedophilia on cartoon character little girls.
You're a good man, Johnny.
Okay, group, let's all thank Johnny for sharing.
Self-help group.
Is it working?
I don't know. Next question.
I haven't even answered, bitch.
Oh, fuck.
Don't know how to get an answer. I was wondering how to get an answer.
I'm sorry. I thought I just thought
we had. Hurry up, you're shredding second classes.
Yeah, it would be Katsuragi from Evangelion.
Oh,
I didn't. Good answer.
That is a good
answer. She may be mentally scarred, but she's hot.
Is that the dark-haired girl?
No, it's the redhead.
That's Asuka. I'm talking about like the commander.
The one
that
looks after the guy.
I actually went for an adult.
It was a bold move, Jim. It worked.
It just means I don't end up with sloppy seconds.
Yeah, the thing is, Johnny, you didn't get sloppy first. See the size of that wee girl? She's about that height.
Portable. And can fly!
Ooh.
Yes. I beat you, man. I can teleport and can be lifted around by a little girl in flight. Things you already dream of! Anyway.
Have you ever imagined a world with no hypothetical situations?
I can see a paradox for you.
I can't escape.
Surely you can imagine a world where you can't imagine a world where... Oh god.
Recursive joke.
But then again, most hypotheticals are basically questions that you want to ask in relation to yourself, but are a bit too cowardly to actually ask anyway.
Hypothetically, if you had a fixation with a female young child...
Johnny, how come I get the feeling that you're going to be using this podcast as a court appearance?
Luckily,
Your Honour, it appears that the evidence is quite damning. Mr. Kelly would like to change his plea to guilty.
Luckily, all the people in that court were deaf. And I was able to walk out without much notice.
Nice link.
Yeah.
Next.
Well, not the missing link, though.
They have to transcribe this all the braille.
Sign language for blowjob?
Oh, fuck.
I don't know, it's probably...
Just imagine this. If this is the court case, someone for sign language for a blowjob is going to have to go...
It's got to be similar to the
blowjob.
Blowjob?
Yeah.
Below? Let's mention it's some other things at the moment.
And something for job.
Where's Lindsay?
Lindsay told me that.
Lindsay.
Blowjob.
Blowjob.
Oh, that makes much more sense.
What? It's terrible, Warren.
It makes more sense than blowjob.
What's that?
Blow fishing?
Subtitles. James is moving his arms around as if he was hitting someone with an axe.
And blowing.
Describe that.
He's hitting himself. It's a middle finger.
No, exactly.
You flipped me the bird, James, in an epic struggle with your soul.
I think the most epic thing is the next question.
Yes, and I already know the answer straight off the bat.
What
does Geronimo say when he jumps out of a plane?
James,
me. Like...
What the fuck am I doing? I'm in a plane.
I can't take credit for that joke. It wasn't Hot Shots Part 2.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You got an accurate answer out of this one.
No, actually, I meant the next question. I didn't mean that one.
What is the next question?
Right, given that the universe can be considered infinite, and that time can also be considered infinite, I asked you, James, have you ever considered doing some show notes?
I'd like to say that I'm 100% behind this question and everything it stands for.
The answer is no.
Simple not once, answer. James? Not once? Really?
Well, I did have an inkling of it when we were discussing this earlier, and we managed to distill it down to check Google.
Yeah, the show notes for this week, Tommy, I'm just putting up is your Google broken?
Oh, actually, you could put a link to
Google.
No, well, yes, you could do that, but there is let me Google that for you, which is a service where you put the question that someone's just asked you on whatever client or or whatever conversation you're having over the phone, in person, if you have people in person that you're friends with. You send them a link to let me Google that for you, and it puts their question into Google in an animation and gives them the answer in Google results and says, was that so difficult?
Nice.
Next question. What's the most difficult thing you've ever done backwards?
Had a fixation with a... No, no, I've never done that backwards.
Taking a shit.
I'm actually seeing this right now.
What? Who said it?
In her brain.
What was the question again?
What's the most difficult thing you've ever done backwards?
Anyone?
Travel through time.
It's pretty difficult. You ever succeeded?
No. It's probably the most difficult thing ever.
Walking up the stairs with your eyes closed. Seriously, I have bruises on my legs for doing this sort of crazy shit when I was a kid. The bruises haven't gone away. Yeah.
No, I'm thinking about this, and shouldn't you have bruises on your ass?
No, because I stumbled and tried to correct it and fell forward. Died.
You die many times?
That explains a lot. Okay, Mark, the most difficult thing you've had to do backwards? Or done backwards?
Take a shit.
Oh, you already answered. Yeah. Shane.
It's a good answer.
Shave. You just can't put them back in your face.
You tried though?
Yeah.
True.
You end up just stabbing yourself.
I alter my answer.
I'll be back in a moment with an answer to that question. Does anybody have a pen?
No.
No.
Well, then it becomes even more difficult.
Ben, this is your room.
This is my room. We should have a pen.
Well, it's not your room. It's your temporary module aboard the space station.
Oh, here's a pen.
Now, is it one of those special pens that NASA spent millions developing only to find out the barrows actually work in space?
Yes.
Good.
I don't know if that's true.
I believe it is.
Oh, it's not. The whole thing about pens and whether or not they work upside down in gravity and all that, or with no gravity, it's all bollocks.
Yeah, they were trying to make it work.
That wasn't one of the questions.
Oh, sorry.
It's another free answer, though. Yay, reprieve.
So you didn't actually have to type this out.
It is the most difficult thing I've ever tried to do backwards, and it is try to answer this question backwards. With the words, answer this question. Written backwards. In fact, I'm going to have to give up. So, that was the most difficult thing I ever attempted. I can't write the word question backwards. I can't write the words answer this question backwards.
Right, next question. What's the least amount of clothing you've ever worn outdoors?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Did I go as far as nothing?
Less than nothing, because I don't have a foreskin.
Sorry.
Is that how you react every time you hear it?
No. It was he beat me. He's more naked than I am.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you can see my helmet.
Challenge. I've seen you streak many times, Mark. That's why I was looking at you.
You're still in my phone as Naked Mark.
And the Flaming Arsehole as well.
Naked Mark? Really?
Yes.
I've never seen Naked Mark.
He has streaked many times.
And he performed the Flaming Asshole for us one day.
Did he?
Do you know what the Flaming Asshole is?
No,
I actually don't know what the Flaming Asshole is.
Is it one of these things that you can't tell me what it is?
Oh, I know what the Flaming Asshole is.
No one can be told what the Flaming Asshole is.
They have to observe it themselves.
Yes, Morpheus.
Let us demonstrate with a video to go on YouTube along with this.
I know the podcast.
Wouldn't it be shit if Neo made it through all that bullshit just to find out that the Matrix is just a flaming asshole? This is it. This is when you took me from a world I'm living in this shithole and some guy's ass is on fire. Yes. But aren't you glad you're free? Not really.
I think the most I've ever gone down to in the public eye is boxers. So,
Yeah.
I suppose...
I was there for that.
I suppose I lose in this one. Ben, most naked you've been in public? Was that the question?
You're outdoors, it doesn't have to be in public, you don't have to be viewed by anybody.
So. Oh, well then I've been naked outdoors, yeah, of course.
Most naked I've been is completely except for a dressing gown. I was kneeling down trying to put the gas in to the house I was living in.
Oh, it's a difficult job to put all the gas into your house.
Yeah.
You lived in a family neighbourhood.
It's also very difficult.
I wasn't that house.
Oh.
Officially, and I was in the shower when I realised that it wasn't heating up, so I had to just put my dressing gown on. I was freezing, so I didn't have time to put clothes on or dry myself.
Who has time to put clothes on?
You have time these days in our busy society.
Yeah. Anyway, next.
1 hour.
Nice to get a timestamp there.
Right.
That's good. It's
when Ben
long.
Died after listening to episode 8 of DOTM, Defenders of the Murph. Oh, I've never seen it put that way.
Dotem.
You have. Dotem. It's in every single show title.
Well, that's because you never produced the show!
We've discussed this before, Johnny. Talent. Workhorse.
Okay. Sorry.
Did you feel sad?
Well, when Ben died at the end of episode 8.
I'm the ghost whisperer. Did Ben die?
Ben died a few times.
Ben
he died when he was younger, going backwards upstairs, and he died at the end of episode 8.
After I listened to episode 8. Read the question, James! Jesus Christ! Oh, I'm sorry. I need to calm down. Where are my pills?
Here. You can be the question master.
I'm sorry, James. I didn't mean it. There's another sheet. I can do the next.
Shut up, you! I promise you I won't be sad the next time you die. In 10 minutes.
Okay. When Ben died after listening to...
We've listened to that one!
You haven't answered me.
We haven't answered you, we answered the question, though. Next!
You didn't feel sad?
What?
Look, it's getting late. There's a wank window I have in about 20 minutes. If I miss it, I'm just going to have to go to sleep unsatisfied. Now hurry up!
I want to know if you felt sad. Okay.
Yes, deeply and horribly.
Thank you.
I didn't.
There you go, individual answers.
You're in a desert. Walking along, and when you look down and you see a tortoise, it's crawling towards you.
What's a tortoise?
You flip the tortoise over on its back. The tortoise lays on its back, its belly baking in the hot sun. It's beating its legs and trying to turn itself over, but it can't. Not without your help, but you're not helping. Why is that?
Why am I not helping?
I'll tell you about my mother.
That's a good answer.
We just all failed the void comp.
Okay. What is the technical term for a Tim Burton fan?
Mark?
Actually, I'm going to defer to James in this one.
Defer to James.
A cunt.
Mark, do we have concussion? No, do we have concurrence?
After the show, possibly. Yes.
Apart from they agree on something?
Apart from when it's Ed Wood, because that's a good film.
Yeah, that's the one everyone hated the most. Yeah. So it must actually be like a proper film
instead of something dark and gothy.
Yeah.
Did anybody see Alice in Wonderland 3D?
Not yet.
I have seen a bit of it.
What did you think?
It's alright.
Look, I've been to the toilet. I've seen what a turd looks like in the three dimensions. I don't want to pay to have to see it.
You know, it's the same price.
I mean, we should get like a shit reference counter. So it's up to like 15 by now.
It's the Scatological Podcast of the week.
Scatological.
Our next question.
Which came first? Oh, by the way, I confirmed it on Wikipedia. It is. Technical term is, in fact.
Would you add that yourself?
To Wikimedia? Yes. Which came first with slide to unlock functionality? Doors, phones, or your face?
Wow.
Slide to that's unlock deep. Functionality.
Yeah.
I may have to ponder this for some time.
You're going to waste your wank window, man.
What?
You're going to miss your wank window if you do that.
But this is.
Is I don't care an option?
What's slide to unlock?
Slide to unlock is an example of a thing that happens whenever you turn off and on an iPhone and you slide your finger across the unlock
screen.
Apple are complaining about having
on
to get into this
okay.
on a door. it is the latch.
I got no.
So we'll have to say the door, don't we? No. Latch obviously came before the iPhone.
That was a terrible question. Whoever's responsible for that question should be shot.
I think it's somebody who owns an iPhone.
I'm responsible.
There you go.
This is narrowing quickly.
The chief answer to that question is the Predator. To shamelessly steal from Buzz Out Loud.
I'm skipping past the next one because I'm responsible for that one as well.
You have to ask it, otherwise we die with
ask it. Shit! Okay, well you have to answer it then.
Why did you admit?
Well, yeah, we could just
I forgot we had to read all of them out and I thought I'd be able to get away with it. Okay.
You can't even get away with it too if it hadn't been for those pesky defenders.
Okay, have we answered that question?
We are pesky.
Yes, go.
Yeah,
who would win in a fight between me, McFetridge, and your face?
Are you bigger than your face, right?
No, there was two of them. It was just it was one after the other, your face. It was supposed to be funny. Mm-hmm. It didn't work. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, say
who would win in a fight between my McFetridge and your face? James.
My face.
I think we can take that as disgusting.
McFetridge.
James.
McFetridge is pretty brutal.
I think my face could take McFetridge.
Yeah.
And okay. Ben, you're part of this squad.
Well, I think we might need to go to the tape on this one. No, Henry Frederick is 5'10". Your face is only about 11 inches.
1-1.
Henry Frederick has the reach advantage, but, you know, the face has got a vicious tongue lashing.
1-1 inches.
What?
1-1 inches.
1-1 inches.
Yes.
What is the 1-1?
It's 11.
Okay. Steve Jobs is quasi immortal in accordance with the prophecies.
It's not quasi.
This is bad.
No. There's...
But what is his one obligatory poetic weakness?
He hates buttons.
Buttons.
Every 50 years, he has to steal organs from people and cocoon himself
for 6 months outside of his company.
Yeah. He basically builds a cocoon out of paper mache. And
paper mache articles of rumours about what the next eye tablet is.
That's what it is. And then it comes out younger.
What happens?
More virile.
What happens when he goes into that cocoon? Somebody accidentally, on purpose, sets in a packet of Cadbury buttons.
You'll come out as Apocalypse and destroy the world.
Next question. I read somewhere he has dreams at night of a future where everybody has slide to unlock bodies so he can just take the organs really quickly.
That's okay. It's called I Steal Your Organs.
Right, next question for the defenders. Do you guys ever get sad?
All the time.
Only when I look down and I have no trousers on. No.
That sounds like it.
I'm so lonely, so lonely. I don't know the rest of the words.
So lonely and lonely and sad.
Matt Damon.
Right. Oh, per Mark.
Okay.
So I zoomed out there.
You missed the Matt Damon.
Oh, I hit that Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
What's Matt Damon done to deserve this?
Matt Damon.
Stupid fucking South Park. Fox. Fuck.
It wasn't even South Park, it was Team America.
Yeah.
Same people.
Same people. I'm sorry.
Matt Damon.
He did it because
it's fucking hilarious.
Leave puppets alone.
Leave Britney alone. Leave Britney alone.
Anyway.
What is the current official world record for the length of time a spied has gone without swearing at or spitting on a member of the public?
1, 2, 3 seconds.
And there's a hint. The last reported record time of 3 days, 12 hours, and 17 minutes has since been discredited.
So it's been
that's probably the amount of time they're in a holding cell.
Separated from
the police station.
And it's not the fact that they couldn't spit; it's just they couldn't get it through the wee slot that the slide deferred through.
So I imagine that any spy that has been in jail longer than how many days?
3 days, 12 hours, 17 minutes.
Hmm. Do anybody know any spies that have been in jail longer than that?
I don't associate myself.
Oh no, but once they get in the general population, they can spit on their cellmate. That's
true. So it needs to be someone in isolation.
Oh, that must be such a release.
Yeah. Oh, thank fuck.
it's their social grooming. It's like whenever monkeys or modern day apes go around and just get the nits out of their hair. So, yeah. We don't know what the new record is, but you've enlightened us as to that it's longer than that. So,
oh no, it'd be shorter than that.
No. What's the longest?
Yeah, what's the longest? Yeah, the last reported record time
has been beaten.
Three
so
days.
It would be
no, discredited. That's been discredited, which means that
that discredited.
Wasn't true.
I thought it was beaten.
No,
beaten.
No, sir.
Ah, discredited.
I discredit my wife.
You don't have a wife.
That's not right. Anymore.
All right. Next question.
You are on commission by the Queen to create a sculpture of Prince Philip.
We don't have the time for that.
How much is too much wang?
Too much what?
Wang.
Too much would be trying to model it on Shane Shaft Squared.
There's not enough marble in the world for one piece.
Surely that would be the giant phallus that will block out the sun.
Create a second night.
I keep it under wraps.
Are we on to Quizzer 3?
Quizzer 3? Quizzer 4? That was Quizzer 3.
Oh, we got Quizzer 3.
So we success.
Are on to Quizzer 4, and we are nearing the end of our pod show.
Does Paul not have questions?
What?
Does Paul have questions?
Yeah, I thought Paul had questions.
The BP Paul have questions.
What do you mean?
Yeah, because he said he was going to send questions.
What did it? Well, then...
Did Paul already not say he was going to send questions?
Somebody check with Paul. There are no questions from Paul. We've checked.
Okay. Stone cold fact.
Stone cold
fact
from our brains to your eardrums
via fist.
Ow, my ear.
Why is it called a dummy? By the way, we're on the Quizzer 4, and we now understand what that means. It's the people. Quizzer 1, anonymous. Quizzer 2, also anonymous.
What
Quizzer
is
3.
Quizzer Green?
Quizzer 3, Ben, and Ben asked all the questions that he asked us himself.
Most of them.
And Quizzer 4, there are only two questions from Quizzer 4. And I have a Quizzer 5.
Who's Quizzer 4?
I don't know, it's anonymous.
We need to know this. Okay. I need to know who all the Quizzers are.
So, Quizzer 4 is why.
I'm using this aerial as a measuring rod. How big is your penis?
Shane has extended the rod to its fullest length and claimed that it would break if he tried to pull it any further to represent the length of his penis.
Like, I can touch Mark in the face over here. Suck on that, bitch.
Flashbacks.
You know one of those tin whistles you need to have?
Yeah.
You need one of those.
Swanee whistle?
Yes.
That was quite interesting, but I want points.
Quizzer 4. Why is it called a dummy? The representation of Shane's penis is now being stroked across my forehead.
Sorry,
that's not why is a dummy the representation. That's not the question. The question is, why is it called a dummy when it's the only thing smart enough to keep kids quiet that are having a psychotic break? Why is it?
Because it's probably based on dumb,
seriously.
Like people that can't speak, and the dumb is would be a device that would make the child not.
Oh, so it makes them dumb. Makes them dummy.
That's probably yes.
Oh, I understand.
Because that's what they called people who were dumb. They called them dummies.
Yes,
basically.
It's an answer that's almost plausible. Probably correct, in fact.
Or it could be a dummy tit, and therefore mannequins are dummies.
We have two viable answers.
Oh, I see, yes.
That is good. That is a good answer, Shane. You and your massive penis.
If you were a wrestler, what would you be called, and what would your entrance music be?
I'd be called the Archangel, and my entrance music would be Bring the Violence by Disturbed.
The Dark Angel?
No, Archangel.
The Archangel?
Because then, because my moves were going to be called the Divine Intervention.
You've thought about this a lot. Straight off the bat.
Divine Intervention, Fall from Grace, which was going to be a senton bomb, and what was the last one called? Spear of Destiny, which was just going to be a spear.
Mark?
If you were a wrestler, what name would you take and what entrance music would you have?
Hobo Joe.
If I was a wrestler, my name would be Dean Malenko. And my entrance music would be a choir.
Booger.
A choir? Dean Malenko?
Yes, yeah. The new god. The Book of Dane.
Yes.
Is it a symbol?
It seems like Mark and James have had conversations about this
many years ago. When we decided that Dean Malenko was the best wrestler.
Benjamin, if you were a wrestler, what entrance music would you have? What would your name be?
Line 1, chapter 1, page 1, the Book of Dane.
I'd be the suitcase. And my entrance music would be,
What a jolly good man.
No, it would
put
be
the message in the box.
We're all going on a summer holiday.
And what would it be called again? The suitcase?
The suitcase.
In that case, I'd be called
Bring in the luggage!
I'd be called the Chocolate Factory. And I would use the song from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Honey, honey, hey, sugar,
you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. Yeah, no, it wouldn't be that. It would be Who Can Take a Sunrise, and on from there. The Candyman Can.
Candyman Can.
The Chocolate Factory.
The original, not the shit one.
Damn you, Tim Burton! Damn you straight to hell!
From the original Pondleips, not the shit one.
And Shane, finally, resting on your shoulders is the responsibility of the name of a wrestler and the theme. You're trying to get your inspiration by looking around the room, much like in The Usual Suspects. Oh, I've written the ending for everyone.
Oh, no.
Shaft squared.
Oh, of course. And it would be our reworked rendition of the Shaft theme.
Here comes Shaft squared. I know he's going to use his finishing mover.
The Dominator.
The erect suplex. He's holding him up there for hours. Boom, straight on the head.
All the blood is rushing to his head.
Alright,
that Shaft Square is a huge mother. Could that be considered a foreign
Shut weapon? Your mouth.
Thank you.
Talking about Shaft Square.
It's like a three-legged man in an ass-kicking contest.
Alright, and the final question of today's is not on the sheet of NC Vortex. I hope that this extra question does not give us some sort of penalty.
I don't know, I feel penalised.
You'll feel penalised?
Who's the quizzer?
The final quizzer number 5, has a name. It's called Ryan McGrath. Hello, Ryan McGrath. You promised to listen to all of these shows, including this one recorded tonight. I will be quizzing you.
No.
Myself.
You'll only need to ask you one question. Ryan McGrath is a random word.
Poo.
Random word.
Bear.
Random word.
Ice cream.
Random word.
Ceiling.
Random word. B-day.
Why do we all call
He's a poo bear, ice cream, ceiling, B-day.
No, you're going to remember that. You will be asked, you will be quizzed, and if you're unable to recite those 5 words in their exact order, we will know that you're a liar. And part of the Temple of Deception.
Yes.
Whose Temple of Deception was that?
NC Vortex's Temple of Deception.
No, it was Bert's.
It was Bert's?
Bert's Temple of Deception, which looks a lot like the Hand of Nod.
That's a Stone Cold fact right there.
Stone Cold fact!
Delivered from our brains to your eardrums via fist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fist!
So the question itself from Ryan McGrath. Was why do nice guys finish last? It was said very soulfully and sadly at the time. In fact, I've got the original.
Well, I know the answer.
He said that he'd heard about us doing this show and he wanted to.
No. The answer is actually very serious. Back in 1916, believe it or not, the war for Armageddon actually happened, and God lost, and now the whole universe is currently ruled by Satan. And his favourites are the bad guy, and that's where they get everything. And nice guys finish last. So war apocalypse, that's why.
So we're in, what, 1,000 years with no god?
Yeah. Why is it only 1,000, though? Like, you imagine if you win a war, it's a, it'd be like...
Because Vlad was a naughty boy and he was put in the penalty box.
Yeah.
There's got other things to do as well.
Of course, there's other planets.
There's other universes, I'm sure.
I think we are a side project.
It feels like we feel very uncompleted.
We're part of God's 20% time at Google.
Yes.
Google, by the way, paid staff and members of Google have 20% of the time given to themselves for their own side projects. So, Earth and everything in it and its history is a side project of God at Google.
We're up in his loft.
I feel like Windows Mobile 7. Fine, we may have all the functionality of an iPhone, but we're so much uglier.
Windows Phone Series 7, James, not Windows Mobile 7.
Well, they've
thrown that away.
Actually, considering it's a completely different piece of software which is not carrying on, should they just not come up with a completely new name for it?
Windows Phone Series 7.
I know, but why is it even Windows Phone Series 7?
Because it links in with Windows 7.
Yeah, why can't they call it Windows Porthole?
Windows Porthole?
Yeah, because it's like a window, but smaller.
Oh, that's clever.
Proposed
that's
it to them in a press release from our website.
Well, no, maybe not even Portal.
No, but then they'd get the copyright infringement problems and the references to the
other. All right, Porthole, fine.
Yeah.
It'd be too much cake.
So nice kick guys finished there. Last because Satan won. And that's the end of our show.
Yeah, there's no real answer to that. Because we don't have that killer instinct.
About the game?
No.
Ultra
Ben
combo.
Ben has that.
Save that one for Bim Headshot.
But no, it's because we won't take advantage of situations unless morally sound
so
people won't.
The reason I gave you earlier, James, is not viable in this situation at all.
No.
Not being the
we've descended into references to Killer Instinct in the background with mock fighting.
Inferno!
Inferno? I never played Killer Instinct. I just know that the old women sort of looked a bit slightly like Janet Jackson before she got fat and had bigger titties.
And the orchid's pretty well endowed.
They're all pretty well endowed.
Secretly, she's hung like a donkey.
Just like Arshino.
Don't
bite your own lip. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Don't bite your own lip.
Ow.
Don't hit him with the mock penis of shit.
My show, I can beat whoever I want.
Okay. And who wants to lead us in a chorus of Geronimo? James, would you do the honor?
Geronimo!
We made it to episode 10.
Bye, cunts!